latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
The underwater robot submarine Remora 2 located the wreck of a search and rescue helicopter that crashed into the sea in the waters of the Canary Islands in March, killing all four crew members who were still on board. The aircraft from 802 Squadron, based in the Gando Air Base, had been located 2,632 metres below the surface, about 30 nautical miles southwest of Fuerteventura, during a search of the area around the last known location of the Super Puma helicopter. Military experts were sent to the scene to assess the location and status of the aircraft to ascertain how and if it was possible to recover both the helicopter and the bodies of Captain Daniel Peña, Lieutenants Carmen Ortega and Sebastian Ruiz, and Sergeant Carlos Carmanza. Described as a complex and difficult task, the Spanish Ministry of Defense contracted an American specialist recovery company, Phoenix International, at the initial cost of €3.2 million, although this was later revised to €5 million, who set about recovering the helicopter and the crew. Despite initially looking like the aircraft would be recovered intact, the six-hour operation proved more difficult than anticipated when the nose and the tail broke away from the fuselage during the lift. As a main chunk of fuselage was brought to the surface, it then became clear that only two of the bodies remained inside, although it was impossible at the site to determine who they were. The two bodies recovered were transferred by another Super Puma helicopter to the naval base for examination. Meanwhile, the robot submarine was sent back into the water to try and locate the two now missing crew, but was unsuccessful. A number of other body parts were later recovered from the sea, with forensic tests setting about to ascertain if they belonged to those remaining crew members. In the early hours of Friday morning, the aircraft was brought by ship to the Las Palmas Naval Base on the island of Gran Canaria. A military spokesman confirmed that the search for the other two aircrew was called off on Friday evening, as there was now no hope of finding any further remains. Scientific tests over the weekend confirmed that both bodies and the body parts recovered were from the four missing crew members, and funerals were held on Sunday. For more details on this crash, visit the website www.theleader.info.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.